peeps. This is H. Just chilling. It is 2:22 a.m. And this is my wrap up of day one of PAX, which didn't even start until after 10 at night, but essentially I had to work. So I worked, went straight to the airport. Check-in was a breeze. I actually was able to check in last night and print up my boarding pass, and I did curbside check-in, so I just went right through security and just chilled, had a sandwich, waited for my plane, which was actually a few minutes late leaving. I mean, my little scare with my luggage arriving, and when it came back with some sort of pink belt around it, pink band around it, which I wonder if they took it off another black suitcase and put it on mine, which I said on Twitter, next year, I'm getting a new suitcase. I'm actually borrowing this one from my folks. I'm getting a new suitcase, and it won't be black. Everybody has black suitcases. So, yeah, I get there. It's not quite 8:30 by the time I get out of there. Get on the bus. One thing they're doing now that they didn't do last year, free Silver Line from the airport to South Station or any point in between, which, of course, if this were where I was staying last year, just take it to World Trade Center, be right at the seaport, and right at the con, but I had to take it all the way to South Station and then navigate my way through part of Boston from South Station to get to here. I can't believe there wasn't anything closer. But, yeah. Had to go through part of Chinatown and the theater district. I mean, when I got this one corner, I was going one way, and there was a theater that just let out, so everybody was going the other way. So I checked in, put my stuff down, regrouped, and yeah, there were shuttles to and from, but I was out of the window of the shuttles. There were three phases of the shuttles. One goes, and second one is the one that goes back and forth, but that stopped running at 8, so it was after 9. So I, when I was ready to leave here, so I had to check my apps and wound up having to walk up back to South Station, take the bus to the World Trade Center, which was knew my way from there, since that was the bridge to the convention center. And then, so yeah, once I got on the bus, smooth sailing, but it was after 10, and didn't even come close to making the 9 o'clock giant bomb panel, although they were going for a while. And I'll catch you in a minute, part 2 coming up, H out.